Good evening. Today is Thursday, April 6, 2023. Time now is 5:21. This is a regular board meeting. All board members are present. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. And we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Adoption of the agenda. Any changes? Right, I'll go ahead and motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Aye.
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 So almost made a motion.
Mm-hmm. Increase the second. Mm-hmm. 3-0.
Okay. Call to the public. Moving on to consent agenda, approval of the minutes for the regular board meeting of March 28, 2023, and the special meeting, which was a work session, April 2nd, 2023.
I have no changes.
B, approve the summer enrichment kindergarten quick start grant change as follows. Mr. Macklin.
Okay, so really the only difference is our summer school goes 10 days, this kindergarten enrichment will go 4 weeks. And so the ability to offer more money is there. And when we looked at somebody giving up a whole month, we thought adding a little bit to the para and the teacher made it a little more worthwhile and fair. So we just did that. If it works in the grant will also pick up, bus driver, and if needed, we don't know yet if we need one, and it will pick up for, food service and everything. So, since we already had the other one, I didn't put the whole thing on there. Those were the two changes, the daily.
Okay. You guys have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second motion.
3 seconds.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Moving on to action items. A, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approving the certified staff contracts for the 2023-2024 school year.
Okay. So, first thing is, in this part is the salary schedule. And with the salary schedule, what we did when we put this together is we added 400 on the VA base, and then that trickles up, and then there's a 1%. And basically the same thing over when you get to the MA-60. And that goes along with what we had talked about with the staff about if we weren't going to try to keep up and pay that extra $2,000 of insurance, that we could put a little bit more on the salary schedule as it went up. And then with staff, after going through things today, between I don't know how many phone calls and emails with the auditor and with Gabby Pro, what we decided was for this meeting that we would, because of the stipulation the auditor gave, and I think I went through that on Sunday with the work session, the auditor is, until we get everything cleared up and we know exactly where we're at dollars and cents-wise, and I feel like we made some pretty good progress in the last week since last Sunday, that what he said is, in his words or terminology, to hire your essential classroom people, and then you have the deadline for your others at on the 15th. So what I put together for today, because of talking to them and getting the recommendation, is that we would hire the list I gave you of the classroom teachers, those that are in the classroom, and I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head. But yeah, I gave you guys all a list of everything.
just this
one. This one?
Yeah. And real quick, I would like to remind the board that we have listed A, 1 through 5, B, 1 through 6, C, 1 through 10.
Oh.
Okay, so that
yeah,
we don't miss any
of those. I gave you an updated one of these, and it only had went A and B.
Of which now? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I gave you an updated one, or I have an updated one. Let me, after...
Is that one? Oh, here, I have two. No,
you have one that's like that, that just is A and B?
No, I have A, B, and
C. Let me go look, because I got it updated after we went through with the attorney for that.
I think it's
so the other one had seven on there.
Sorry, I apologize. I just cleaned this up a little bit for that because.
So this is the not good one.
That's the old one, yes.
So with disregard this one?
Yeah, just this one here, and I explained it on the bottom, but after talking with Debbie and the auditor from CWDL, what the recommendation was, do the classroom revisions. Hopefully by the end of next week we have a clearer, I guess, clearer picture of where we are, if we can get all that straightened out so that we know. And then if not, then you... We'll have to make a different decision on how we do it and what you feel you want to do with that before Friday. We do have some open areas. The areas we still have to hire for: social studies and special education. One second grade, one third grade, one fourth grade, and one fifth grade. So, I mean, those we know for sure. This would allow Donna to get those ten contracts done, handed out Tuesday or Wednesday, and then they have, you know, their days to get it turned back in, and then we know we, you know, likely won't lose anyone else off of that list, hopefully.
I have nothing pertaining to the certified staff.
I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any of you want to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion to approve the certified staff contracts for 2023-2024 from Group A and Group B.
Yes.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Right, moving on to action items B. Presentation, discussion, and votes on approving the classified staff contracts for the 2023-2024 school year.
All right. So I did, you have the classified schedule that I included in your packet, and I want to talk about it before we approve it, and then I went around and I talked to the classified staff to know, let them know that at the April 25th meeting we'll approve the classified staff list, but I'm going to tell you that my recommendation on classified staff, other than one person who has resigned, is that I'm going to recommend that we retain our classified staff, because I think generally we have pretty good people for what they do. But my discussion with this is this, it's probably too many thises, but this sets your minimum for the first year person that you hire at the minimum wage, okay? And what this is going to do, if we go with this schedule, is it sets you up so that on January 1st, when you have a minimum wage increase, you're going to have a few people who are not making what the new minimum wage will be. The estimation is about $14.25, mm-hmm. is what I've heard.
Yes.
Okay? So, you have some options, and I will explain the rationale for why, again, that we have done it this way the last few years. You are right now on a very tight budget until you find out that you're okay. Okay? I mean, that's just being as honest as I possibly can, because I don't know exactly what you have in the bank until we get everything finished, and when Kristen and Debbie are done going back and pulling everything forward, we'll have an exact picture. I know they're going to work on it next week, one full day, and I'm very hopeful that we'll have a clear picture by the time that's done. But right now, you don't, okay? Second thing that has, that you, the other option you would have is you could take 1425 and you could plug that in as the base level. If you do that, then you just take the difference of 1425 and it just moves everything down and up. Okay? I guess, I mean, I'm not, you can go either way with it, but fiscally and financially, you are spending, you know, more in that first 6 months and actually over the entire year than if you went with the way we have done it, and then you just increase those under, and then you readdress it again the next year. Is it a bit of a pain in the neck? Yeah. Do staff enjoy it? No. But I think when your goal is to try to keep everybody that wants to be employed employed, you try to find ways to save what you can. And that's why I've done it this way. If you choose and you would like me to rewrite it, I can do that. I can put it. The problem is let's just say we put 1425 down and inflation goes up. And then it goes up to 1430 or 1435. We're still going to have to do the same thing. It's a guessing game. It always is a guessing game until we get to where they raise it. But we could try that if that's what the board would like. I just did this off of what we have done in the past. But I mean, I know a couple of you have talked to me about why do we do this, what about if we did that. So if you would like, I'll take that back, I'll redo it, and we can approve that. I mean, you can approve it at the next meeting, that's fine too. It's totally up to what you would like to do, you know, because if anybody's been mad, they've been able to be mad at me for the last 4 years, but I won't be here, so they'll be mad at somebody else. And so if you would rather go and take a guess and you would say, you know, let's start it at 1425, I can do that. Just look at everything, and then basically you would probably be looking at about a 30% or 30-cent increase across the board.
By the next meeting, will we know for sure that we can do that and still be
where we are financially?
Yeah.
I hope. We will know by, I'm hopeful we'll know by next week, at least be within 1 year, be up to 21, 22 a year and know, because if we get that clarity, then we know where we are, at least we're in the ballpark, and we're probably in, you know, row C parking, but we don't know which space yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we can get closer by then. By the 25th, I'm very hopeful that we'll have everything taken care of and it ready to go. But that's a very optimistic look. It depends on the day. One day, Kristen was able to do 5 months. She's been stuck on the same month for 2 days. So, you know, it just depends on the month. And it's a goofy month because there were just a lot of different transactions back and forth, and she can't find $8,333.22 or some doggone thing. I mean, and it's not just one transaction. You know, if it's one transaction, it's easy to find, but it's not. It's somewhere in the myriad of all of the things that happen.
In the past, we waited until January 1st to make the change, right?
We have since I've been here. But, you know, I know, I think at least two of you have asked me between the 4 years. So, I mean, that's why I want to have that conversation because, you know, I'll be gone, so they won't. I mean, they still could be mad at me, but they, you know, may forget me by then. But you guys will still be here.
What do you guys think about approving this one right now, waiting until next month, and then we can, if we're good financially, then we can, in that meeting, change it to whatever we project January 1st minimum wage will be and give them some, a little bit of a reward because right now we're in the middle of people retiring, people submitting resignations, so I think we should, you know,
you could even do it in May, or you could even do it in June, because remember, it doesn't take effect until July, and we only have two or three people working in July until, you know, the last week or so. There's only going to be a couple of people working, so we could, if nothing else, we'll know by June. So I mean, if we could, if you're okay with that, yeah, I mean, I think. It's not that hard, you know. You go in and you change a couple of things, and then you hit the button, and everything calculates for you. If you didn't make a mistake in writing the calculation, which
I had a question. You know, when we did that bump and brought those new hires, several of them, up to minimum wage that was required by law, and unbeknownst to us, we kind of left some people in the dust that had been there 3 or 4 years, which put them kind of at the same salary as. A new hire, couple of people were new the first year,
right.
People. And so, would you consider some of the people that have been there 3 or 4 years giving them a bump?
It's okay. So, it's not that would definitely not be up to me. I could recommend something to you, but here's what. If you remember the first year I was here when we hired at the bottom of the that was the policy that had been followed here. It was. Minimal, you know, you get minimal experience, etc. And so when we hired there, and then the next year we talked, and I said, if we can give more experience so that we can get better teachers, we're going to be able to make a difference and turn some things.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys said, okay, let's do it. But the problem is once you hire someone and you have them there, it takes a board action to change where they're at. Pay scale wise, that's up to you. I mean, I can go through and I can look at, there's only a couple people, but I could look at it and I could make a recommendation. But once you open that can of worms, now everybody that you hired, including teachers or somebody else that had extra insurance or extra years that we didn't give, can turn around and ask for it. And I mean, you can always say no and you can whatever, but it's a slippery slope. But I understand.
I just feel guilty after
there'll only be one person that will be affected by it. That person has a lot of experience and is very good. I think they're going to apply for a different position if we're able to put it together where they're going to get a better raise anyway, but we'll see what happens with that. Mm-hmm. When we find out where we are dollars and cents wise.
Well, it just literally doesn't seem fair to have somebody that's been there the first year higher. Or yes, somebody is sitting at 3 or 4 years making a dime more than that.
Yeah, I understand. The thing, too, is remember that everybody you hire isn't exactly the same.
Right.
So, I mean, some people have more experience, some people have more education, some people don't have either. I mean, you know, so mm-hmm. It just depends on who you hire.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm glad that I think having that conversation is fine. You probably need to do it in a closed session manner,
mm-hmm.
And notify the person that you'd be talking about, because I think right now you'd just be talking about one person.
Well, I think you know, so if you just
right, I don't feel that there's anybody else because that other person won't be here, so there would have only been two and that person won't be around, so you got that resignation today, but I will give it to you guys when we meet
okay.
on the 23rd.
All right.
So it would affect one person, so it wouldn't be a great thing. I just think that as you open that up, there may be other people that may mm-hmm. want to come and have you do the same thing. So just be ready. But that
so if we
fine.
Approve of this one today, we can still change it before?
You can go back. This can be changed because I think my first full year we approved it, and then we actually changed it when we got to July.
Okay.
Because we weren't sure where we were, and we We increased it a little bit, but we didn't get all the way up. Every year, the minimum wage has not been where we thought it would be anyway. It's always been a little different. So the last 5 or 6 months, or even 4 months, if that inflation goes up, that minimum wage will go up. So, you know, it's a guessing game, but I think 1425 is, right? Everybody you look at and you read that's supposed to know anything says it's probably going to be 1425.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a list of certified?
On the classified, you mean? The classified, yeah. We'll do classified. On the 25th. That I talked to them and I explained that to them, and so they all know that we will pass that. But the recommendation will be that we hire all eight of those classified back from me.
Also, we're not voting on it today.
I didn't have that list done simply because I want to make sure, because there might be a person on there. I had when we're looking, if we have to look at cost cutting things, we're going to look at outside of the classroom, and so there may be something on there that's outside the classroom that would have less of an impact educationally that we would want to cut. And if we want to do that, if you approve it, then it's a little more difficult to do that. So I'd rather wait till the 25th and give you that list.
Oh, so we're going to table this item?
Yeah. Well, you can take. Yeah, we can table it until the 25th. That's fine.
Okay.
Then you don't even have to worry about passing this tonight. It's
right, because the wording on this says presentation discussion and vote on approving the classified staff contract.
Yes. We can table it.
I'll just make a motion to move to table it then. I'd like to make a motion to move table item B.
I'll second.
25th.
Aye.
Aye.
And the pay scales are there, and so we. Do you want to just approve the certified one? I thought it was put together, but it was separate. So that was my fault when I started talking about that. The certified staff is there, and if you want to pass that certified staff, classified would be separate, and we can leave that. We can table that part.
We already approved A, right?
I know, but that was the list of people, mm-hmm. and I included this when we were doing it. So
okay.
This would be a separate.
But we can approve C, and then we can do the changes.
Right, we can do that. Yes, yes.
Just to have this one approved.
You can approve C, this right now for mm-hmm. now, and then.
And that deals with both certified and classified.
Then it's both, which that does. Letter C is both of them. So
okay.
I thought I'd tag the two salary scales with the employee.
You were confusing me for that.
I know, I was confused.
All right, so moving on to C, action item C, presentation discussion and possible vote on approving the pay scales for certified and classified employees. We were just talking about that.
We don't need discussion.
Yeah. We already discussed that.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve item C pertaining to the pay scales for certified and classified employees.
I second the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, we can always, at the next meeting, see where we're at financially and see what we can.
Hopefully we'll know, but yeah.
We
can do it any time, actually. I mean, you can do it the 25th, you can do it in May, you can do it in June. I mean, but I think since we've already talked about it, we'll address it again. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we know, I think then we put it together here.
Okay. Moving on to action item D, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approving to use the ASBA in the search of the new superintendent.
Okay. A bunch of different things. Okay. First of all, you have the profile. That's the job posting. Okay, and if you want to take a look at that, I tried to adjust the timeline so it lines up pretty close with what she put in that contract. And I did add that last paragraph on the first page about us. It shouldn't be in with your, it shouldn't be in the audit stuff, Don. You should have one with.
The bottom of that.
Yeah, it's the second one of that one through there. Yep. So that list of the five things is what we're going to kind of go through right now in that order.
for as close to that order as I can stick. Okay. So, I think I already put mine up here. Donna, do you have that list of the five? I have it. It might be even mine.
This one?
Yeah.
There's seven.
You just
yeah.
Steal it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's six. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, the first thing is, we'll come back to that sign the search agreement, because I think if we get all this done, and then if there's any questions, I went through the search agreement just to make sure there was nothing in there that was just pretty standard cookie cutter agreement, okay? The big key, I guess, to me is that they are lowering the cost of the search from $7,250 to $5,750. And because I told them my gut feeling from our discussions during the work session were that you would go with one set of interviews and you were not necessarily in favor of taking a week or a week and a half to try to do a community survey, that the meetings would be on Zoom and the only time they would have to drive down here would be for the interview. And if all of those things are right, that's the price that they would charge us, along with their travel fees, their overnight fees, and then how many people you choose when you have the search and you go through, how many people you choose that you want to interview, and then that will tack on, I want to say it was $190 per person.
It is.
Okay. That's it. Yeah, I just was going from there. So, figure every person that you choose, and I mean, depending upon how many applicants you get and how many are meet the qualifications that you set out, if you were looking for a recommendation, I would say I would look for either three or four people. If you can find three or four that you can bring in for interviews, I think that would be a good number. Gives you options and a little variety.
What is the community survey again?
Community survey was when basically it takes about a week to a week and a half. You put a survey together, you put it out to the public, you try to recoup it, and then they will gather all the information, and then they'll have another meeting with you online, and then they'll go through what they found that people would like. And so if you do that, then you need to push your interviews off to about June 1st. Mm-hmm. And then you are so tight with trying to hire somebody and let them get out of their contract that they have, likelihood, and then get here. Mm-hmm. So
it doesn't take away the community.
No. That part of it, I told them for sure you wanted that. She did mention to me that if the board wants to do another question and answer while you're interviewing one group, to have another group, that, if you wanted to have a community group or, teach staff members and community and do that, that they could do that as well if you wanted to for no additional cost. It would just be coming down here, she said probably just, it would probably end up giving me the rules and regs and sticking me in that room and then me making sure that nobody says anything improper during that setup. So that would be totally, and she said you guys can decide you want to do that right up until about the day they come. The only thing they have to do is just put another set of questions together and give them the option to have another like rating sheet for them. And I think the there's pluses and minuses with everything, I think the benefit of that is I think that probably builds a little bit of trust in everything with the staff that you're willing to take and have some of them involved in the process. You know, the chance that you take is that the staff comes out with one person that they want and you decide you like another person, and you, you know, through the whole process, you decide to hire the other person, and then there's a chance that, you know, people aren't happy with it. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's up to you guys how you want to do it. But that's not something that we have to decide tonight, which is nice. Mm-hmm. She did say if you wanted to add that later, you certainly could.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of leaning that way. Are you guys going to do it, or you want to consider it?
Do what?
You want to make a decision on this right now?
On which one? On which one?
Mm-hmm. On the community, the meeting, mm-hmm. part of the extra meeting. You can, or you can do it later. I mean, we can go through the rest of it, and then if you want to have a vote on that, let's try to get everything put together, and then
I would like to do that community meeting all by on the same day as we interview
right.
the candidates.
I think you make it one long day. Mm-hmm. You try to set that forum. The only problem that we'll have is this: if we do a staff and community interview, is that that's going to have to probably take place because it'll be a school day. So it'll probably have to take place. We'll have to put that off somehow to allow them time. I mean, just because if we're going to take five or six people out of the classroom and we have our usual, depending on the day, 4 to 9 people gone, it seems like, but I mean at least 3 or 4 people, you know, so that would be a little more difficult to do. But I mean, I think that it's doable, but we'd have to look at the time frame. Maybe you do the staff interviews and you set your starting interviews up more at like 2 o'clock or what, something like that, and you then you can then have the staff and community that are involved in that process in a room. You have a room where you're doing your interviews, and you have that set up if it's 3 or 4 people, and this is, you know, you have that schedule for the day. Kind of like we did the last time when I did it. And then after everybody was done, then we went in and we had the big community meeting in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And I think you want to do that anyway. I think it's fair to everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's the community come in, and it puts a little pressure on the people to speak in front of a bigger crowd, mm-hmm. I think that's good. All right. So, are we okay to try to pick through these, and then if you wanna say you wanna add that, you can do it now, or we can do it now or later. It doesn't really matter. But let's go to that community profile to start with. Okay. That one with the Napo Elementary School logo on the top. Mm-hmm. And I gave that all to you guys for homework. So, is there anybody that came up with anything else than what I added was the 4-day work week, the construction weatherization project we have going on, a full-time school resource officer, and school nurse.
I'm not a English major or anything. Okay. Or, full-time.
Should be capitalized.
It should be 2 words, right?
Yes.
And lowercase f.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody.
Sorry if I have to put it out on the meeting.
Yeah,
on glass.
No, I gave it to everybody because I tried. I just typed it out before I gave it to everybody on Sunday. So.
Mm.
Well, yeah, you weren't around on Sunday. Sorry. See, you should have come in. Along with that, if there's anything else on the first page that anybody thought we should add? You know, Don questioned the 16 inches of annual rainfall. I don't know. I mean,
that was a good job.
That was before it's dried out the last 4 years, I guess. But I think the information that you guys had already supplied there was good basic information before. I don't think there's any need to change it. I do.
Did we mention anything here about being a border town?
No, we didn't. And the other thing I think that I mentioned on Sunday that I didn't put anywhere, but I threw out there was like Fort Naco and historical stuff. For some people that are maybe historical, that might be something.
I don't know if it would be a good idea to mention anything about border.
Well, I
don't think that was an accident.
So, if there's nothing else on that first page, if you want to go to the position requirements. So, I did not change or alter anything from what you had the last time you did this. This is exactly what you had. If you would like to change anything, I would change it before I sent it to her tomorrow morning. So, you know, if you have anything you look at and you go,
Well, and it's up to the other two. I just know that the reason I put the principal certification is because that's the one that's required by law.
Right.
It says, or in process of applying for. I think it just be, it should have it.
Well, yeah, except that if you're getting, if you may get someone, say from New Mexico, where there's reciprocity and they have a principal license and they want to apply, and if they're in the process of it and they don't actually have it in their hand, they're going to get it from the state. Arizona's very good with accepting other states generally. Licenses. So if they have a principal license or certificate somewhere, or if they're in their last class or they've just finished their classes, they're going to have their license. But I think you also don't want to limit your pool too terribly much. So having your principal certification is like the bare minimum. That's like you're doing a high jump and we just put the bar on the floor. Okay, you got to have that. And then what's next and where do you want to go with it? And so you have some things in there. You're looking at the experience. You're looking at the superintendent certificate. You're looking at experience as a superintendent. All of those type of things will funnel the applications into different areas. The only thing I thought of on your list, your double list there, is when you get to the bottom and you say bilingual-Spanish, and I think maybe you want to add something after that because is it nice if you are? Yes. Is it something that's mandatory? I survived 4 years.
Yeah, somebody
says desired. We have a lot of people who will help with the Spanish, and I think so. So,
how about if you put "will help you"?
I was trying to come up with one or two words
benefit
after that. Bilingual with Spanish is helpful. but not mandatory, or I don't know how you want to say it. I think it's good to say that. I just think you don't want to stop at that. You want to. You know
bilingual
what I mean?
Spanish, and then in parentheses, border tone.
Yeah.
That will cover.
How about desired? Desired.
Well, if you say desired, now that's again preferred.
And that's going to block out people that.
So if
apply.
You may want to put preferred on certain things. So that you get a different ranking, like you have preferred for a superintendent license or experience, okay? But if you're going to, put preferred on bilingual, okay, you are going to eliminate, because they're not going to have that, so now they're going to fall out of preferred. So you're going to move a bunch of people down on the preferred ranking. Because when you take this, if you do it properly, and you have your preferences, okay? What they will do is you get a point for this preference, a point for that preference, a point for this preference. you know, you get points for your administrative experience. Well, how do you do that? Well, if you have X number, you could get up to 5 points. If you have X number of years, you get 4. If you have X number of years, you get 3. If you had this type of, you know, so they do, that's how it will all be done. It's done with a computer, with AppleTrack. That computer basically does everything for you. I just, to me, desired and preferred are the same, and I don't know that you really, I don't, and I'm saying I don't know you want it or not. If I read that and I saw preferred, I would just say it's kind of like when I look at an opening from the reservation and it says, you know, your tribal commitment, you know, gets preference. Well, you know, I know a bunch of people with the tribe, but that's all as far as it goes. So I wouldn't even apply probably.
Well, that's why I think that having it under candidate desired characteristics kind of speaks for itself.
It's not required.
It's not preferred. Huh? Desired. It's an additional benefit to us.
Put in parentheses, not required.
What I was thinking is beneficial or could be beneficial. I was trying to find a softer, you know what I mean?
Make your life easier.
It's like when I'm going to fall off the ladder, if I can land on a few pillows, it's softer, that kind of thing.
We'll understand more of
you. Do you want to just say not required?
I know, it's so untoxic.
Would you rather just say not required so they understand? I mean, by saying it, you know, you're kind of inferring that it would be helpful,
not
but
mandatory.
It's not mandatory or not required.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll put
not
it.
Required. Helpful.
Not required or not mandatory. Not required but helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Or beneficial. Okay. All right. I believe that salary range is what was thrown around during the work session. And then it does obviously say that it depends on experience and all that. And the benefit package. The search timeline. I want to just double check what she put in because we were going through it.
Under salary, the second paragraph of the North Elementary School District number 23 offers a competitive benefits, right? Plural?
Mm-hmm.
Should add an asterisk there.
I just took what you got. I didn't even change that, so that would give you that score. You're just so you know. I'll man up to the full time one. I did that. Let's see. Vacancy. The timeline that she has in here is sign the agreement on April 6th. Online applications would open on April 11th. She felt that they could get everything started tomorrow and Monday and have it posted and open. And if you go to the ASBA website, as soon as she gets this back, it will probably say NACO Elementary School District coming soon. It may already say that. I don't know that she sent me this. But so we would open the vacancy. Okay. So she has an extra line in there that they didn't have last time. So vacancy announced would be, the 11th, that's when it opens. I think that's the same thing. So even though we were giving it to her
today. Do you have
today,
another paper?
Well,
it's under...
On the back here, and then on the back here is the...
Oh, I have two different ones.
Okay. So I was just trying to cross-reference the dates that I had and the dates she had, because we were going back and forth, and it felt like we had it, right? But April 11th, the online application would open, and
She put down May 1st. We went back and forth on the 28th or the 1st because we had talked about like the 27th or 26th, but since they couldn't get it online until the 11th, she and I were talking the 28th, and then she said, you know, maybe you want to give them that weekend. You may have people that want to finish their application on the weekend. So she put down May 1st, mm-hmm. and I already had April 28th. I think that May 1st would be better anyway. So she said she will change it if you want her to. But I think we would, if we left it on May 1st, that Monday.
Instead of the 28th?
Instead of the 28th. You just give people a couple more days to you know, fill it out.
Oh, okay.
I'm available the 4th and the 5th.
Okay. You guys want to look at your calendar and we'll... That was kind of what we were talking about, 3rd, 4th, or 5th. So if I want to give her 2 days and then she'll look at her schedule and the other person. And what they will do, my understanding is they will upload everything, send it to me, I'll download it, print it, and then you'll each get a packet of the people that they had as their top qualified that meet all of your qualifications. And if it's done right, they should even be given to you in the order that they meet the qualifications and the preferences. But I'm not 100% sure, though. Does Thursday or Friday or... She said Wednesday, Thursday. I think she said Friday. So should we shoot for May 4th? That's that Thursday as our first preference. I'd like to give her...
And no first, second, third, fourth.
Well, I'd like to give her the preference. We would prefer the 4th. Then what would your second preference be? Would you rather do it on Friday or Wednesday?
Okay. Let us know what she says.
Well, I'm just saying, so I'll give her all three, and then if they're already busy on the 4th, you know, the people that do
you
all their stuff.
Fourth and fifth, you're because yeah. almost it's all 4th and 5th.
Right.
So,
well, here's a question for you then.
You
Would we be able to have a work session meeting to do that with them online during the day on Friday? You can't go in and like fake a bad mood and they'll tell you to go home.
Well, that's my mood every day.
Okay. Oh, okay. See? You've got to be happy for a week and then change, you know.
I could probably get like maybe an afternoon. Okay. Not the full day, but afternoon.
Okay. What day is that?
Even if we did it at, you know, we were able to get together even at, say 2. I mean, okay. You know, if they would get me everything so that you had a chance to review it. And then the only instructions that you would have is that you are the one that can review it and nobody else. You know, but that, I mean, if you had a chance to go through and look at them, I just don't know if they'll do that or not. They're pretty tight about everything.
Yeah.
So so I'll give them the 4th. The second day would then be the 5th, and if we set it, if I asked them at like 2 o'clock, see if we could meet at 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll just put a question mark. And then the 3rd would be our 3rd choice. Now, but you wouldn't be able to make it on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. You know, like, are you open in the morning?
In the morning, yes.
Okay.
Before 1:30.
Oh. Before 1:30 in the morning?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Anytime in the morning.
That's just before
1:30
I've been waking up, so I would be sleeping.
I gotta be out of here.
That time, so. All right. So, I would put down AM question mark.
So on the 4th, for example, what time would it be on the 4th? Would it be like at 2 o'clock? Also?
Well, if we do it on the 4th, when she was talking to me, most of it was as in the evening.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is as evenings. I just don't know that you want to do a Friday night. I know you'd love to spend extra time.
You know, with all our plans and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Brisa could bring dessert. And
I could get pizza.
My party days are over.
Yeah, I know.
No, Mr. Olmos can bring, well, Mr. Olmos' wife can make the dessert.
There, well, yeah,
oh,
there you
God.
Go.
That was okay.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
That was
all
good.
Right. So I'll say the 4th, the 5th, and the 3rd. If we did the 3rd, it would have to be in the morning, and that would be the least preferable of all the days. The 5th, we could do at about 1:30 to 2 o'clock start. Mm-hmm. And then the 4th, we could do in the evening, and they may say 6 o'clock-ish. I don't know. But we can set that, what she gets back to me, we can set that on the 25th of April when we meet again.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So that works. And then the interviews the week of the 15th to the 19th. And she said that the week looked mostly clear. I honestly felt like if we could do it on a Monday so that they could, whoever's coming, if you're bringing people from out of town, they could travel in on a Sunday, you know? I know, like, when I came down and we stayed in Sierra Vista and drove around and got here early, and it was nice that it was close, you know? I think we did it on a Tuesday, but, you know, I think a Monday would be nice for in that regard.
And then the 15th, right?
If we were able to do it. But she'll tell us the days that they're, but she said that week. And when I talked to her, I said, I think the 15th would work well. And she said, we can try. So is that okay to write down the 15th as a preference?
Yeah, I worked the entire week, but I will request.
Okay.
I can request the 15th.
You can wait a little bit till we get a confirmation from her, though.
Okay.
Because the way it's gone sometimes, if you request the 15th, we'll have it on the 16th or something.
Yeah.
So, all right. So are we good with that? With the timeline, April 11th is the posting and opening online. May 1st would be the deadline. I believe it's, what does it say, like noon or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. The screening, our preference would be the 4th, the 5th, and then the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the interviews, our preference would be the 15th.
Yeah, so you're changing the deadline from April 28th to the 1st, right?
That goes from a Friday at noon to a Monday at noon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On the interviews, is that going to be like an all-day thing? Is that the all-day thing that we're talking about?
I think it depends, A, on how many you have, and then you remember that we still have a full school
mm-hmm.
at the time. So I think we'd have to talk about that, maybe start in the afternoon or something like that. Maybe that day it's a 1 o'clock release, just because we just don't have that day. We would actually have the Miss Mott's old room, which I was just going to call the music or band room, but we don't even have band, it's music.
Mm-hmm.
But that room would be available, and that's about it.
So that's the last week of school, isn't it?
No. We have 2 days on the next week.
Oh, okay. Well, then why not do it?
Well, the only thing you do is you got to remember,
after school.
Whoever you're going to... Oh, after school?
Yeah. After school is done.
Oh, okay. If you want to wait till then, then... The problem you got to do, what you have to look at is you need somebody that's got to put a letter in, they're going to resign. I mean, because in all likelihood, who you're going to hire has a job. I mean, in most situations, they've got a job. They got experience. They're working as administrator. If they're not already a superintendent, they want to be a superintendent, and they're working at it. So they're going to have to take time off to come to the interview. They're going to have to resign from their position effective, if nothing else, by June 30th.
Mm.
And, you know, they generally, you want at least a month's notice on an administrator.
Okay.
So, I mean, the closer to the middle or earlier in May you can get, the more beneficial for who you select and how much time you're giving them. If you do the interview the last week of May and they've got 1 month to resign, get packed, figure out where they're going to live, how they're going to, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they want to live in an RV, and I got an idea for them. But, I mean, you know, other than that, it's, yeah, you know, so it, there's a lot to plan, you know. I mean, not everybody's lucky and gets to move, what, four blocks like you?
One block.
You walk more than, well, you keep
going. When Tim came, I went down and talked to the guy at the trailer park to see if he had anything down there, and he had that trailer. So.
Yeah, that worked out. I mean, it really has. For me, it's worked out. But, I mean,
You want to rent it out?
I was happy with deer camp, you know, so, I mean, the deck doesn't.
It's close.
You know, just give me something with a little bit of a stove, and here you just need air conditioning. Okay, so. Do you want anything added to the additional information there? That'll be a direct, sorry, that blue underline will be a direct link to the job. That's pretty much what they put on every one of their openings, but.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Oh, that April 25th date won't be right, though. It will be May 1st.
What does this mean? Board members may visit the communities of selected candidates as part of the final selection.
Some schools, like if you hired somebody, a lot of times that's like big schools and they're doing national searches. Mm-hmm. And so like maybe you're a big school in Arizona, Southern Arizona, and you decide you're going to hire somebody from Minnesota. And you send board members to Minnesota to visit the community and the school. Find out, because you're bringing somebody in from Minnesota and from Kansas and from Louisiana and whatever, and so they'll usually send like committees and some of those big searches. They've got a little more money than we do, though. So. And if they're from Palominas, we could probably afford it. Or Bisbee, you know, something like that. Maybe I'll free you up, but so. So then, yeah, that date would be May 1st. Everything else would be right. Okay. All right. So step one, or the main thing she was worried about, the profile, that's done.
Can we go back to
candidate
essential qualifications?
Yep.
For both the principal and the superintendent.
Okay.
Says, or in process of applying for.
They have to have the principal certification by law.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a superintendent certificate.
But they have to have that certificate by the time they take the job.
Right.
And taking the job means their first day on the job, which would mean July 1st of 2023.
They have to have the superintendent certificate.
They have to have that certificate. Sometimes you have to go online and get it.
The superintendent?
If they have a certificate, they should have it the day they take the position.
So can we reword it so that it's not or in the process of applying for, reword it to have it by this date?
We can do that. Is that okay with everybody so that they have...
The principal certificate?
Trying to think of how it's...
For both.
For both. Where it says...
Oh, should have it by...
Or in hand by...
Or at least for a principal. Before they even apply, really, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But it says right there, in process of applying. So it means like if they're still in the process of getting it, that way, or should have it by...
How about if I say, or in hand by July 1?
Well, technically, it's not required, and it might be an asset, but I don't really see why we should have to require it if it's not required by law. It's mandatory that you have the principal certification. And so I don't know that even is here or there if it's in process, because that's not required by law.
However you're going to word one, I would probably word them both the same.
Arizona superintendent certification in place at the time of application or in process of applying. See, that's not really...
But that's preferred. Remember, it says preferred.
Right.
So that puts it in a little different category. So if someone has that, they'll get bonus points on the rating.
Right, but the principal one, they need to have it.
They have to have it.
So right, they have to
so
have
that
it.
One
have
we should set a
date. But the thing you... Again, they have to have it before they start on July 1st. So if they've completed their courses or they're in the process of coming from another state and they're applying for it and they haven't got it in hand yet, they're in that, what they're talking about, applying for it stage. So they've already got a license in New Mexico, mm-hmm. let's say. Mm-hmm. So they're applying for it in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They'll have it because it's going to take probably 4 to 6 weeks, depending upon when they did it. If it's now, it's not as bad as it will be, you know, at the end of May. But that, I think, why they worded it that way. The process of means that they are qualified for it. They just don't have it in hand. So, I mean, if you want to change the wording, we might be able to do it or in hand or in possession by July 1st.
Well, see, in my mind, if they have one in another state, that still means that they have experience as a principal.
Right.
And so if they're in the process of just applying for an Arizona principalship, that I understand. But that's why I don't really think that it's whatever you guys want to do. I just don't. I think the language speaks for itself as far as that it's mandatory that they have a principal's certificate, period, and then they'll have to acquire the principal certificate when they come to Arizona.
Yeah, and like the thing, you could be from New Mexico and already have it, right? Brisa could be done with her classes and she's applied for it from the state, but she hasn't got it yet.
And she doesn't have one at all?
Not yet, no. So you two, ultimately both, would probably have your license by July 1, right?
But that means she doesn't have experience and I come in with the
principal
already?
Right, well, yeah, I know, but I'm saying if you had the experience but you didn't have the license yet, mm-hmm. she would actually, if she had the license, would be more, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So I want to be able to be clear that this isn't a training institution to become a principal.
Yeah. Gotcha. So, I mean, you can leave it in process of applying for. That kind of leaves the door open to multiple things.
In process, how about in process of receiving it? Not applying for it, but receiving it. That means that you have applied for it. And you're just waiting to receive it.
However you guys want.
And see here, the second one though says experience as principal. I think it needs to be clear that they need to have a principal certificate, period. And then if when they come here.
It says right there, principal certification.
Well, can we delete the word Arizona?
Experience.
No, because it has to be
already processed. You can't hire them if they don't get. They don't have to have that license when you interview them. They have to have it when the day they start. Right. So, like, the second line that you have there kind of goes to the fact that you're from New Mexico, you have a principal license, you've got 5 years of experience, but you don't have that Arizona license yet. Mm-hmm. You still can't apply because as you're sending that in, you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. You just don't have it in hand.
But see, that second line also says experience as a principal. That doesn't say anything about the certification itself. You know, they're saying they have experience.
But
wherever they are at, maybe they don't.
This one says
required.
Principal certification.
In
so
place,
that means
right.
that they need the certification, mm-hmm. but also we would like for them to have principal experience.
Right.
That's the second.
Mm-hmm. And that's where if you hired someone, whoever you hired, but say they're from out of state, they've got the experience, they get points for having the experience.
Right.
That's what you want is some experience. You don't want somebody, they've had a license, it's been sitting on the shelf, they dust it off and remember what they qualify for, and now they apply, right? I mean, and so they come in with no experience, but they've had a degree, and as Don said, it's not really a training ground. Okay, so that's what they're trying to, I believe that's what you guys, and what they, when you put it in there, or they put it in there for you, when you did that, I believe that's what they were getting at was, you're looking for experience. They don't necessarily have to be from Arizona. But you want experience. You don't want someone that comes in that doesn't have any experience, but they've got a degree. Mm-hmm. And so I think first you're saying Arizona Principal Life Certification, which is the law. They have to have it.
Right.
The second thing is now you're saying, along with that certification, we really would like experience. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you want me to word the first part? Just leave it as is?
I would say leave it as is.
Okay, leave it as is.
Leave it as is?
That's easy. I can't type that wrong or carry different capital letters, so we're good. All right, document is successful.
What's next?
All right. Is there anything under candidate desired characteristics other than that bilingual Spanish that anybody had a question or wanted to make a point on?
Not me.
I thought it all was pretty normal stuff.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Tentative timeline we got. Posting we got. At this point, what we should do then is we should agree on the search fee, $5,750, and the search contract. And then we move on to the questions. Is everybody okay with that fee? I think that was very fair of them to adjust it. I thought that was nice.
It helps a lot.
Donna smiled, so that was good. Mm-hmm. I just felt like, you know, they realized we're making our best effort, and they tried to make up for it that way. So I thought that was. Now, she did put that down. Doggone it. Look at that in Exhibit B, the timeline. She wrote down candidate finalist interviews week of May 8th. I told her we would like to do it as early as we could. And she said the 15th to me, but when she typed it out, it says the 8th. On the last, next to last, this page right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She put in week of May 8th. So I'm going to change that on the timeline and agree with her, and we'll hope that it works.
And you're changing it to what?
May 8th. She put the week of May 8th. So I think that's great. If we can do it that way, that would be wonderful.
It closes May 1st.
Just get you one more week of time.
Board members. April, what's April 11th to the 28th? What is that? This says discovery period.
Oh, April 11th is when the online opening is going to be. So you get there. They'll post it. They'll get information out, and then we'll see who's going to apply.
So what's the 28th for?
Our last day.
It's going to be May 1st.
Okay. We switch it to May 1st.
Okay. Yeah. We aligned with hers.
And then
if we can do interviews on the week of the 8th, which means she said May 1st, and then the 4th would work out good, because if you can go through on the 4th, we can have that meeting and go through the packet on the 4th, and you can decide who you're going to interview. And then we could get it to them, and they could make the calls on the 5th and 6th.
So if we do the meeting like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, on the 4th, we could do it any time, because they're not going to make phone calls until the 5th and 6th anyway. So if you do it on Thursday, they'll make calls on Friday and Saturday.
So the only day that I am off which May 8th represents like the interviews, right?
May 8th is the week, yeah, that okay. week.
So I'm off the 12th.
And that's a Friday?
That's a Friday, yeah. But I can request 8 days, just let me know which day it will
okay.
be.
So.
That's where you were thinking the 8th.
The only thing is, we wouldn't, if we did the stuff on the 4th going through the packets, we would not be able to interview on the 8th. It probably would have to be either that Thursday or Friday we would have to interview anyway.
Give them time.
Well, you got to give them time to get travel and anything else. I mean, you may have people traveling 10 miles, you may have people traveling.
Well, since he has the 12, can we shoot for the 12?
We could just do it on that Friday.
Yeah. But then it makes sense that the 8th is a Monday, right?
Yeah.
It is, but I think it's going to be too tight because if we do it on the 4th, and then they're going to call on the 5th and 6th. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you had somebody from two or three states away that had to actually fly to Tucson, it'd be pretty tough to get that ticket. I mean, it's going to cost them a lot if they have a week to set it up. But if you're going to only have 2 days to set it up,
do you think the 12th would work?
I think we could do it on the. We could either do it on that Thursday or Friday. I mean, I think we could do the 12th
instead of the 8th.
Well, yeah, because the 8th would be Monday, and if we're going to do the application stuff on the 4th, right? Mm-hmm. Go through the applications.
So we're doing the applications on the 4th.
Right. And then we turn around the week of the 8th, which I think we'd be better at the end of the week. So either that Thursday or Friday.
So the candidate interviews on...
I think what we could do is, how about if I do this? I tell them our preference that week would be the 12th and then the 11th.
Hmm. Yep.
Would that be okay with everybody? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give them that for our preferences. Oh, I'm writing on the contract. We'll have to sign your contract. Okay. All right. I know that's good. I'm glad I looked at that because in our conversation with me, she just kept saying, we get the 15th, we get the 15th. And she must have checked her schedule and had an opening, so that's good. So is there any other... I have looked through this. I am not an attorney, but... It is pretty much cookie cutter stuff. They've
compliance.
Got, they've got,
The compliance one.
No, that's all your stuff for the audit.
Oh, okay.
That's just for homework. And
I thought we were moving on to the next.
No,
slide, so.
We're not going to go through that stuff tonight. We're just doing the ASBA. So if there's anything that the first part is very, about confidentiality. That they'll do the e-verify, and that's all of the, they'll do the background checks for $190 per person. And that'll be basically all of your federal stuff, okay? And then you're going to also, they're going to have a fingerprint card. And I don't know where it says that, but I could almost tell you it always, in every application, in Arizona, they always, well, that's part of the application is if you have it and you have to upload it.
It doesn't say that, you're right.
I know, but in the application itself on AppliTrack, one of the things you have to upload is a picture of your card in the back of it. You do have to upload that. So it will get it, but that would be the other thing is that's something that also helps.
I always got my security clearance card at the sheriff's office.
Well,
they don't do them at the sheriffs anymore. You have to go to service and get
them. And they don't. You can't even do anything at the county superintendent's office there for a while.
It's right there on San Jose, San Luis area.
Oh, okay.
I'm quite across the street from where Attorney Kendall was, or not Kendall. Charles. Yeah, Charles Kendall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right there.
No,
so, is there anything that you guys can see, and I know you haven't read it thoroughly, but is there anything that you can see that you do not agree with in this agreement? The compensation, again, $5,750 plus expenses. It spells out what they will charge for expenses. They charge 65.5 cents a mile. Okay. I can't believe they're going to charge you for office supplies, but maybe you'll have to pay for a ream of
paper. I have a lot of pens and pencils.
You shouldn't have to pay for a ream of paper because we're the ones that are going to have to print it anyway.
No kidding.
So I don't know what office supplies they would charge you for, but I do know like when they supply it all, they can walk in with a box full of stuff. The hotel accommodations and meals you will have to pay for, and then it's $190 per person, and then it does the motor vehicle, it does education, employment, Social Security. Elias Trace, the federal and county crime history for the last 7 years. If you did something bad 8 years ago, you're safe. And then the USA, the federal crime search. So those are all the things that they get you for the $190. I mean, honestly, especially after I saw that she lowered the price, I think you're getting a pretty good deal. I think because you were prepared,
we went through everything at the work session on Sunday, and so when she talked to me and I was able to send her the things that we had gone through and what I expected you would do, mm-hmm. other than having a capital F in the wrong place and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I think we had done our homework, and so that paid off, saved you $1,500.
What does that mean? Federal and county crime history 7 years.
Like so, last, so it'll go back for the last 7 years.
So they committed a murder in 1990. They're good to go.
Well, I think that would show up on the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, it would be on their criminal history,
right? But not the federal county 7 year one.
Okay.
There's just all the things that they run, and then they have charges for each thing. So you're getting the best deal here because had we gone with that partial package, you had to pay $240 for the same searches. So
yeah.
We saved $50 on that too. So yay. I mean, and I know you know we had long discussions about on the background search and all that. I don't know that there's anything perfect out there, but I do think that at least you're showing and they're showing due diligence to hit all of those areas. At least we know that for the most part, most things are probably, at least they've been checked out. On here, if you guys vote and you are in approval of this, then Mr. Almos, you will need to put, and you're going to fill that in, mm-hmm. we just need to put his name, print his name on page 3, mm-hmm. and then he would need to sign it. On page 5. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything else on this that they just like, you're going to wake up at 2 in the morning and you're going to go, I should ask that question.
I don't think so.
I think it's good. I really do. I think they gave you a good, I'm not going to say that I stand up and say ASPA always gives you a break and a great price, and you know, because we just changed our policy manual. But I think they did give you a pretty good price right here. Mm-hmm.
Makes us feel better, even if they do that all
right,
the time.
Right, yeah, yeah. Even if they give everybody $1,500 back.
Yeah, actually, they're giving you a deal.
Yeah, they're actually raising their price from the last time, but that's okay.
That's what happens when the inflation goes up.
That's true. That's true. We do have to vote on this. So, okay. What else?
You don't have to vote on the questions.
No, we can each decide, and I've seen people do it different ways. Like, I've seen a 7-member board, and they got to pick 4 questions, and then they divided, and everybody in twosomes picked 1 question, and then the president got to pick a question. But when we get to pick 3 questions, and there are 3 of you, I think that okay. we could just look at it and say, I like this question. How do you guys feel? And, you know, and everybody could pick one. And
we don't have to decide on that tonight, right?
We have to send that to them tonight.
Oh, tonight?
They will not post it on the 11th. So we will have to do that. I do think we should vote on this. Mm. That will be done. Then Donna can have it prepared to sign. And I will add that. You know what? I believe we can make one motion on D and then take care of this. And I don't think any part of that motion has to be which questions we're going to submit.
Right.
I think the biggest thing is that the motion could be, I'm going to move that we adopt the executive search agreement with ASBA search services. Mm-hmm. And you want to put the amount in there. Of $5,750 plus expenses.
Okay. All right. You guys have anything?
Mm-hmm.
No?
You ready?
All right. Motion to approve the Executive Search Services Agreement through ASBA in the amount of $5,750 plus expenses as discussed.
Use the seconds.
Aye.
Aye.
So, what's the 5 question or 6 question thing say then? All right. three custom questions or themes. I would recommend we just pick the questions, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But on this, where is that? Oh, all right. So if you take this one that says potential questions, okay? Jewel, you take care. All right. List four. These are the four questions ASBA always has. Mm-hmm. List and briefly describe your prior school leadership positions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever been bought out of a contract or put on administrative leave? If yes, please explain. Mm-hmm. Why are you interested in leading Naco Elementary School as the next superintendent? And why are you a good fit for the Naco Elementary School District Superintendent position? Mm-hmm. So those four will be on there, and they will put seven essays on the AppliTrack form. And that's why when she said, you know, if you give them the weekend, maybe you'll get more that will finish it. I started thinking about all the essays that they have on the forms, and I think that's a good idea. That's why I agreed, and it really didn't extend our search anyway, so it worked out well. So, some other ones, and if you want to know what a person thinks about themselves and what makes them tick as a leader, describe your management and leadership style. You know, and then when you get those questions, you look at it, there are different ideas on how you answer those questions. Some people will try to use the big words, and they'll try to go to actual leadership style and blah, 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 and that's it. Or some people will just say, this is how I do it, this is why I do it. So you're going to get a difference on how that's answered. And when you read those are things you really want to look at when you go through and you look at the applications. I think that you're going to look at some, and they'll have experience, like we've talked about many times. Those people that have experience are going to answer it on what they've done and how they got it accomplished and how they worked with others. And some people who don't necessarily have that much experience probably will go with a more of a bookish answer. You know, where it's like, what's the book say or the leadership styles? And, you know, because I think there's like, I don't know, depending on which book you're in, there's between four and seven. So, all right. Another option, what areas or programs within Naco Elementary School do you believe the Superintendent Governing Board need to focus on to generate further refinement? You could put that down, and that forces people to look into Naco and see what we do have. A question that forces them to at least know a little bit about our school is good. I don't know if that's the one you want to use or another one, but something that way would be a good way to go. How would you build stakeholder consensus for change you believe is important and necessary? So how are they going to go out and, you know, get the community and the teachers and everybody to support a change they feel needs to happen? Describe your experience in school finance. That's usually pretty common to ask in a small school district. And another one, and I think it really relates to number one, though, is what's your philosophy of education? So I wouldn't ask one in five if it were me, because I think your philosophy of education isn't going to be the same as your leadership style, but I think their answers are going to be intertwined.
You can combine them, right?
You maybe could. What's your philosophy of education and
describe your management and leadership
style. Describe your leadership skills.
I think I've picked mine already.
Mine too. There's so many questions.
I think the other good one is number two. I like number two.
You've already combined two. You can't pick three. I word it this way, and I'll work on if it's capitalized or not, but what is your philosophy of education, and what are your leadership qualities or skills?
Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, number four, you know, even the contract that pertains to the superintendent principal job description, it says right in there that they have to have be familiar and have experience in their school finance. Because that person is just as responsible with the finance end as the superintendent principal anyway.
Right, but having them answer a question, at least they have to give you a few things. You at least kind of have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, the first time I did it, I'd just gotten done with finance class, and we hired a brand new CPA. He didn't know anything about school finance, so the two of us sat and walked through everything day by day at 6:30 in the morning, and stayed together until 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, said goodbye, I went to my motel, and he went home at the next morning and kept going. So, I mean, I think that way, I mean, it's important to you, I think, that you know what they know, and at least let them share a little something. You're not going to probably have anybody that's an expert.
No.
You're not going to have a, you know.
And it can't be like totally like in Japanese either.
No, exactly. And that's why that's a good question. So I don't know what else you want, but I did give you guys like 100 and some questions. So if you had one that you spent all night last night reading, Ms. Romero, you know.
There's one that, I mean, it was a short question, but I thought it was a great question. I thought. It said, when does your day end? And to me, it's because it came up at one point that you weren't around, that you left, and, you know, but if we were to call you anytime, Saturday or Sunday, you would pick up your phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the contract says 24/7. That's not realistic.
Well, but it is, because
it's like reading it.
I know,
when this alarm goes off, I mean,
people asked him that question. You know, it's like, so when you leave, is that it? Is that your clock out time?
Are you not answering?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So when I read that question, it was like, oh, to me, it was a good question, because it's like, well, it's a 24. It is right there. It says 24 hours. So when does your day end?
Right.
Did you read
what it is? If I were a teacher, I would have said, because I was a list taker, when I get everything done. Because I was like, I got my list of 10 things, got to get it done today. Boom, 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 cross off number 10. You know, and that just doesn't happen anymore. So start the day with 8 things, end the day with 15. So that's a good question, Ms. Romero.
I like that. I mean, it was a short question. I can't find the one which
okay,
one, which
that's all right.
It was.
I will.
I know. And I put it in red. I was like, I'm going to put it in red because, but I guess I can't even see it in red anymore. I like that question.
All right. Ms. Walker.
What?
Which one do you want? Do you want the school finance, or did you have anything else that you
felt tug at your heart? I think the school finance is something that I feel.
Okay.
I found it. 43.
Oh, there you go.
What is the question?
It just says, when does your day end?
Oh, there you go.
That's the question.
All right. I will put those three questions down.
Can you read off the first one again?
It was your question. You don't remember it?
No, I want to make sure the
remember, you had a marriage of two questions.
The wording is...
What is your philosophy of education, and what are your leadership qualities? Is that care? Good.
Did you only get three questions?
We only get three that are custom. Plus, you get the four that they do.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
So.
And all this is going to be set up into the rubric?
Everything should come in when... The computer's going to do the whole rubric for you as far as what your qualifications and preferences are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are going to get these applications, and you're going to look at those 7 essay questions.
Okay.
And if they do it the way I'm expecting they do it, what they will do is the highest qualified, most preference points, meeting all of your qualifications, will be the first one we get. And then the second, and then the third, on down to, they'll probably give you 8 or 10, depending on how many we have apply. And so that if they were number 11, they're not coming to you. Okay, and they'll give you the most, and their preference points will be set up all the same. So whatever you have down as preferred, they'll either have it on a scale of 0 to 5, or they'll just get a point or 2 points
if they have it, and zero if they don't. So, like the licensure thing, they may have the license and they may not have the experience. So they get a point for the license, but they get a zero for experience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Wow. You guys are moving along. That's good. If you feel you need to meet, that she was willing to have a meeting, the only night she had available was Tuesday night. If you feel you want a Skype meeting with Tracy Benson of ASPA, if you have any burning question, I don't know, unless you have anything now. The biggest thing we want is to get that thing up and running so that they can get the applications in so everything goes.
Yeah, I can't think of anything personally.
Okay.
What you did on that sheet, I think it's great.
All right. And then number six there is basically just the synopsis I gave them, and then she turned around and she didn't tell me that she was going to lower the price. She just sent me an email, and then the price was lower, so that was nice. But I told them we'd do web visits except for the interviews. You didn't want to do any of the extra things. And they would have to be here for the interviews and only one set of interviews. So we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. It's what kind of was all talked about on Sunday. And when I walked out of there on Sunday, that's what I felt you guys all wanted. And I think we're good. So that's great. Man, I tell you. Do you guys have any questions now about anything else?
So
when she gives you the date for interviews and stuff like that, if you can just let us know so we can prepare.
What I'll do is when I talk to her tomorrow, I'm going to give her and I'm going to say this would be our first preference, our second preference, and our third preference. What day on the week of the 8th are you thinking? Because she may have written the 8th because I asked for it.
But she was
thinking
the 15th.
She told me the 15th, so she may have wrote the wrong. So if she wrote and she really meant the week of the 15th, I'm going to ask for the 15th or the 14th. But if she meant the week of the 8th, I'm going to ask for.
So I'm going to put the 15th, the 8th, and the 15th, just to have them clear on my schedule.
Well, the 8th, we won't interview because.
I mean, not the 8th. I'm sorry. The 12th or the 15th.
Yes.
Because let's get our timeline down. We're going to do the 12th or the 15th.
Our hope would be, our number one choice would be doing the interviews either the 12th or the 15th of May, right?
Okay. Yes.
If it's interviews. That week of the 15th, okay. Let's do it on that Monday. If it's the other way around, let's do it on Friday.
Okay.
12th or 15th.
And the reason why is just to, I mean, at least to buy or bring or get prepared with some food or something.
Well, that too. And I also think that if you tie it to a weekend on one side or the other, I think it just makes it easier for travel. Like, so if somebody's going to come down and it's going to be on Friday, then they can take their time on Saturday. They maybe want to drive through Old Bisbee and go to some of the shops. They might, you know, who knows? But then they have the opportunity to do that. They might want to go to Tombstone. And, you know, I mean, there are things around here that people, you know, even if they're in our own state, maybe have never been to.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're shooting for which day of the interviews?
The 12th.
If we do it on the week of the 8th, we're shooting, our first preference was the 12th.
Okay.
And if it's the week of the 15th.
The 15th was our first preference.
Okay, interviews are 12th or the 15th.
That's what we're going to ask.
Okay, all right.
And then as soon as I know, I will. Okay. I'll let you guys know next week.
Okay.
Okay.
And we have any other definitive dates?
Okay. Now, the only other thing, does anybody else have any questions on anything we did tonight?
I don't yet.
We good? Brisa, here, Mr. Almos?
Let me just get all the dates real quick and put them on the calendar. This could be confusing with me. Alright, so I got the 12th and the 15th.
12th and the 15th, and then the 4th?
Oh, yes.
The 4th or the 5th?
Okay.
We're going to be like the picking of the candidates. Right?
Yeah, fourth or fifth.
The fourth or fifth will be like the application review.
Screening of applicants. We'll pick who you're going to interview.
The application what?
Screening.
The fourth or fifth will be the applicant screening, yes.
Applicant screening. Because it closes on the 1st of May.
And the 5th.
Right?
Okay.
May 1st.
Okay. It's fourth and fifth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got fourth and fifth. I got 12th and 15th.
Yeah.
And then what other day? That was it, right?
Oops, 12th and 15th, one of those 2 days, that those are our first preferences.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So yeah. If it's different, I will let you guys know.
I think I said I'm available the 12th, but the 15th I can request.
You said you could take the 15th off, but you were open on the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I remember.
Yep, and then the 4th and 5th I'm available.
And then the 25th, you said that's when we're going to meet?
April
25th.
Mm-hmm.
That's board meet.
Uh-huh. No. Oh. Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to bring up right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so...
this is our regular meeting today.
This is our regular meeting
what
today.
What is our date that we have on our policy? Because I forgot now. Because we used to have them on Wednesdays, but now it's on Tuesdays. Did we have it for the first week or the second week?
It's second week, generally. Okay. Second week, and it should be most of the most of the policies in our schools generally run it the second Tuesday. But you can adjust it. It's just that's kind of the... target area.
Having it the first week is hard because you still have a lot of stuff.
All the financial stuff
and
is,
so that's,
is really
but I just,
difficult.
It's hard
yeah.
for me because we did the Wednesday, first Monday for years and years. You know,
yeah.
So.
Generally
I think
speaking,
we
they run it that
almost.
Second week. Tuesday just seems to... Monday's up. I don't know. I know there are some schools that run on a Monday, but to me that Monday's harder.
Too much going on.
Yeah, it's just...
So April 25th is...
Okay, so here's what... Friday... I would like to set a tentative, if we could do it, a 7 a.m. and it's a 15-minute meeting.
Now, what day is this?
This Friday.
What is mañana. Tomorrow?
No, I mean next Friday.
Oh, okay. What is the date on next Friday?
You should know what 14. I'm thinking and not what I'm saying. Come on. Gosh.
14. Okay, 14 April 14th. We're having a morning.
Okay, is 7 o'clock possible?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
We don't have to have everybody here, but we do have to have a site, and it's best if at least one of you is present and one or two of you can be.
But
on
what
the
are
phone.
We doing that Friday?
After we know, by that time, where we know what we know, hopefully more financially. Okay, and then. Hopefully, because we will have other people that we have not offered a contract to.
Oh, okay.
And so the choice at that point in time, as Debbie and the auditor told me, was at that point in time, you're going to have to do one of two things. Either choose you're going to offer contracts, choose you're not going to offer contracts, or you're going to have to riff someone, which means you are going to reduction in force. You're not going to offer them a contract at this time, but they are... They can be offered a contract
after,
mm-hmm. right? What that does?
What's it called? Riff?
It's called mm-hmm. being riffed. Yeah,
oh.
I was in a district where every teacher got riffed. The really? Whole reason they did it was because they felt that it was a loophole and they could avoid paying and having you tenured.
Wow.
So every spring we all got pink slips, and then we would get contract offers about a week or two later.
And they can
but
do
that was that they did that part of it I think was because they weren't very organized.
Because you wouldn't know if you were
right, exactly. So you know what everybody was doing? Applying for other jobs. So every year you had more of a turnover.
That's not like chaos to me.
Well, yeah, but you know, I mean it just and I think part of their problem was they just weren't time organized. So like they just struggled to meet a deadline. So it was just easier to riff the entire staff. And then go back and take your time and offer contracts to those you wanted or to everybody, but just do it at a later date. Because mm-hmm. the deadline for teaching staff is the 15th, so that's why next Friday.
Wow. Okay.
So mm-hmm. anybody that's you know, on a teacher contract, administrative and things like that, no, but teachers. So so we'll find out where we're at, and then we'll make a decision, and it really... That's what it's going to be about. So it'll be a special meeting, and it will deal with
April 14th at 7 in the morning.
April 14th.
And is that the one you have on adjournment before adjournment? The special board meeting.
That
yeah, is
that,
that
was what
morning?
I was. Yes,
oh, okay.
I just wasn't
right.
sure when it was going to be. So
special.
Let's do it that. Well, and the other thing I had that for was okay. Did you want to meet on Tuesday with, you know? ASBA, I wasn't sure if you wanted to do that, so I just had that there and left it blank because I could always do one or two specials.
So if we,
and then that's a regular board meeting? The 25th?
The 25th would be a regular board meeting. And the rationale and the reason we want to do a regular board meeting is that we can handle multiple things.
Okay.
If we say it's a special board meeting, remember, we're going to deal with that topic.
Okay. So we're meeting three times this month?
We've already met a few times. You forgot Sunday? Did it not mean anything to you?
After you
grabbed all my desserts and took off running?
Sugar rush.
Can you guys do the 26th instead of the 25th?
Wednesday?
Yeah,
I
Wednesday.
Don't know. I'm here, so, you know, I'm
fine with the
my calendar's
25th and 26th is fine. Either one is fine.
So we're going to change it to 25th to 26th?
If you guys are all okay with it, I can be here any night, so.
So 26th?
Okay. Are you good with that, Dawn?
The regular board meeting.
Regular board meeting the 26th. Brisa, are you good with that?
I'm fine with
okay,
that.
Okay, 26th.
All right.
And it'll be Wednesday. Okay.
So Wednesday the 26th is the regular board meeting.
Right. And
the 14th
April 14th
is a special,
meeting at 7 a.m.
14th is special.
Special.
Okay. And then the application is the 4th and the 5th of May. Interviews the 12th and 15th of May. And the job closes on May 1st.
Right. And so, like, when we get together to go through, we'll have a special meeting for all that we'll have to do. We can do all of that on the 26th. We can set all those dates.
Okay.
The special board meeting is at 7 in the morning, right?
And so that's 7 the first meeting we have coming up is the 14th. That's the next one.
Right, Friday.
And then we have
the 26th.
That's number 2.
Right.
And then we have May 1st for the job closes.
Right. So right now we said May 5th, May 4th, May 5th, or May 3rd. That was the order that you guys had for preference.
For screening.
Right, for screening. And then interviews would, our preferences were the 12th.
Or the 15th.
Or the 15th.
Right.
Those were our preferences.
But May 1st is the preference.
May 1st is just when they close. So the deadline will be at noon that day. The applications will close. But they'll have it applied for by Sunday if they're going to apply.
Okay.
All right, so I will get all this changed. I'll get it to Tracy. Donna will get the signatures, upload that, and scan it to me so I can get that done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you have any questions or anything comes up or you get home and you go, you got my number.
Mm-hmm. So you only have one last thing left to do, right?
Just to adjourn, that would be it.
You ready?
I'm just feeling lucky.
I like to move to adjourn.
All right.
At
7:03.
Okay. I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.